Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what is going on, Busted Open Nation? Do you know who I am? Of course you do. It's Uncle Bully. Welcome to another edition of the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. Brought to you by AEW Dynamite and the number one pro wrestling show in the world, Busted Open. Today, Christian Copeland in the ring for the TNT Championship. Hell of a match and an interesting finish. I'm going to break it down for you, tell you what I liked, and just maybe what I didn't like. Also, the MJF saga continues. Who did it? Who laid out MJF? Who is the devil? Who are the masked men? I'm going to connect some dots tonight and see what we can find out. I'm Uncle Bully. Thanks for showing up. This is the Busted Open After Dark Podcast. Turn it up to 11. Tonight, we got the continuation of the Continental Classic. Got some really good matches, but I think the news of the night is definitely the main event. I think also the news of the night is the match that we didn't get, the tag match that we didn't get with Samoa Joe and MJF, because MJF got laid out again. But Adam Copeland and Christian for the TNT Championship. A very personal situation between the two. I don't think I have to bring you guys up to speed on the history of Edge and Christian, dating back to their independent days in Canada, coming up in Toronto and doing all those Canadian loops. Obviously, getting their start in the WWE, their first big break in the WWE, coming up together. Obviously having lots of tag team wrestling success as Edge and Christian in the WWE. Their legendary TLC matches with the Hardys and the Dudleys. And then they went their separate ways. Obviously Adam Copeland achieving a little bit more success, I would say, than Christian along the way. They've met back up now in AEW and doing some of their finest work together. Things have gotten really personal between the two, as you know. Christian taking some massive shots at Adam Copeland, his family, their history together. A good match tonight. Strong match. And this is definitely not over. There's no way it can be over. There's too much legs left in this one. Do you think the way they executed the finish tonight was effective? Did you like it? Was it the finish of the match that you were hoping for? Do you want to see this storyline continue? Do you want to see Adam Copeland get his comeuppance? against Christian. He definitely got his comeuppance in the beginning of the match because he took it to him. He was beating the crap out of it, out of Christian. I love how Christian went for the nut shot early on in the match. And the commentators put it over, saying that Christian went for the DQ because Adam Copeland was beating the hell out of him. Christian was trying to get that quick DQ, give up the loss, but not give up the championship. Another thing about this match tonight, it was the main event. I would have loved to have seen this match be commercial free. Now, I know technically there were no commercials involved. They had the picture in picture, but I would have loved to have seen this one from beginning to end, full screen. It was just the match that I was most into tonight. These guys are incredible storytellers in the ring. Incredible workers. Incredible talents. And I was thinking to myself along the way, I don't know of another tag team who individually might be better wrestlers, performers, workers in the middle of the ring than they were as a tag team. We know about Edge and his, or Adam Copeland and his World Heavyweight Championships. Christian hasn't come close to Edge's success when it came to World Heavyweight Championships. But man, when you got guys like Randy Orton putting you over as hard as Orton has put over Christian in the past, not that he hasn't put over Copeland, but man, Christian's one of those guys that wrestlers in the industry widely respect across the board. Because he is that smart. And these guys worked a very smart, very hard-hitting, very psychologically sound, very inspiring match tonight. Obviously, I want to know how you guys felt about it also. Something weird happened in the middle of the match, though, that has nothing to do with the match. And I don't know why AEW felt the need to do this. As a matter of fact, I kind of said out loud, and Andre, you even heard me when we were on Zoom before, you know, the show went live. I was like, oh my God, why'd they do that? In the middle of the match, they put up a graphic, a lower third graphic for All In. I got to tell you, this was the last match that I wanted to hear promotions for All In. You could have promoted All In during the entire show. I'm intently watching a main event. I'm intently watching one of your best stories right now. I'm intently watching a good match and a great fight. And all of a sudden, there's the plug for All In, and the announcers start talking about All In. And the amount of tickets sold and the amount of money the gate has grossed so far. I think Shivani said $4 million. $3 million, $4 million, whatever it was.
£3 million.
£3 million. I thought he said $4 million. Whatever. A lot of money so far. God bless. I'm glad that you're making a lot of money on your house so far for your All-In show in England in 8 months. Why do you feel the need to tell the television audience how much money you have made so far on a house? I don't think I've ever heard that before from any wrestling company. And if it has ever happened before where a company is promoting how much money they have made on a house so far, please call in and let me know. Throw it up on social media and let me know. Smarten me up. Because after 30 years, I just don't think I've heard it. And I don't know why it was necessary. It almost seems like forced bragging to take away from some of the negativity that's floating around out there about AEW. And if you want to take away the negativity that's floating around out there, Tony and AEW, you know what you do? you put on a really good show like you did tonight. Because it's 2 weeks in a row where I have thoroughly enjoyed Dynamite. With the Continental Classic leading the way, and your MJF storyline, and what you got tonight from Copeland and Christian. Don't distract me unnecessarily. Don't distract from the match. You know, one of my pet peeves in wrestling, and I'm sure you guys remember this either growing up, is when there's a match going on in the ring and the announcers feel the need to talk about other matches that are going on tonight. It almost makes what's going on in the ring seem insignificant or so secondary. But I get it because you're promoting an upcoming main event. So back in the day, if Val Venus was having a match against Stevie Richards, and during the body of the match, you're like, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, coming up later on tonight, we got Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock in the main event of Monday Night Raw. Yeah, I get it. You're promoting what people are about to see in an hour or 2 hours. You're basically telling them, stick and stay, because we got a huge main event coming up. But to promote a show in your main event that's 8 months away, and then tell me how much money you've made on the gate so far? In my opinion, completely unnecessary. But it did not take away from the match. Or I'm going to say I'm not going to allow it to take away from the match. Once again, I thought it was really good. I'm looking forward to them going deeper with this story, because they're going to have to tell us why it's Nick Gage, right? Nick Wayne. I kept saying Nick Gage. He's the deathmatch guy. It's Nick Wayne. So is Mrs. Wayne in Nick's mom, Mrs. Wayne, in the middle of the ring, who hit Adam Copeland with the championship belt. We're going to have to find out, obviously, why. Nick Wayne, obviously, is now underneath Christian's wing. But the mom, we're going to have to hear why. And my apologies to Nick Gage and to Nick Wayne for screwing up your names. Every once in a while it happens. I've been hitting the head a lot myself with tables and ladders and chairs and belts.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/busted open. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/busted open. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Oh my.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Dirt. So please, subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
Samoa Joe and MJF. Earlier in the night, we see MJF walk in on Hangman Page and just starts burying Hangman Page. And every time Hangman Page gets a little bit of a jab back in there, Max kind of just doesn't sell it at all, which I'm not a huge fan of, because then the uber babyface looks like he's really not getting under the skin of the heel. But is Max really a heel? He did come off like one tonight. He was a bit of a dick tonight to Hangman. And Hangman did put over Swerve. Hangman was like, yeah, man, you broke into my house. You did this to me. You did that to me. But, man, what a match. And basically said, you know, good job. Congratulations. Despite that you broke into my house and you stood over my child's crib. So, I don't know about that. Thank that, you know, congratulations. But nonetheless, MJF comes in, starts burying him. And MJF tells Hangman, you know what? I think you're the devil. And Hangman's like, me? What, are you kidding me? I'm not the devil. And just as things get a little heated, Samoa Joe comes in and he makes a save for MJF. And once again, whenever I see Joe on my screen, I think credible. He's one of the most credible guys out there. Like, I believed that Joe was coming to save MJF's ass. And if Hangman even thought of throwing a punch, Joe would have just laid him out where he was standing. From there, we get a match, but then I want to get back to MJF. We get Samoa Joe into the ring. MJF is supposed to be coming to the ring, but all of a sudden, the masked men surround the ring. And then the lights go out. And then the lights come back on, and the men are gone. We see the devil's face on the screen. And then we see a shot of MJF laid out in the back garage area, kind of like the loading docks where they would pull the trucks in. Somebody smartened me up on social media. I guess I didn't catch this. There was a broken beer bottle next to MJF. You know, now who drinks beer out of a bottle in AEW? Andre, we know Hangman drinks beer and liquor, but I don't think I've ever seen him drink out of a beer bottle. I think I see Hangman drinking more out of like a rocks glass most of the time, right?
Rocks glass, red solo cup, and a bottle of Jack. That's the only things I've seen Hangman have in his hand. But okay. A bottle of beer, haven't seen him.
Okay. So MJF is laid out. Last week we saw the masked men hold MJF down, but we didn't see any physicality. This time we see MJF down, but we don't see any physicality. There have been some people out there in social media land who have said, there's no way in hell that Max can be the devil at this point because he's getting beat down by the masked men and, you know, and the devil. You've never seen the masked men or the devil lay a hand on MJF. And you can't rule out that it could be MJF. And I'll tell you why. I already pulled this swindle, but I went so far as to actually take a beating for it. When I say I'm bringing you back in time to TNA about 10, 11, 12 years ago, the Aces and Eights situation. I made sure that nobody knew I was the president of the Aces and Eights. And I think the one moment in time where people completely were gotten hook, line, and sinker was at the wedding. Because when the Aces and Eights broke up the wedding between me and Brooke, I got blasted in the head with basically a piece of cement. And I took one hell of a shot just to throw everybody off the scent. You don't think Max is smart enough to do the same? And people realize this. I'm not talking about myself because I'm putting myself over. I'm using myself as a point of reference because it happened. And you cannot rule MJF out at all. I don't think anybody definitively knows who the devil is right now. Unless you could call me and say, all right, Bully, I'm going to connect these dots right here. A, B, and C. Right here, I can tell you definitively, I'll bet you money that this is the devil. Don't know. Guess what? Don't care. Why? Because I'm enjoying the story. I like sitting back and watching it unfold in front of my face. Am I asking myself who it is? Sure I am. I'm seeing if I can figure out the mystery. Just like the game Clue. You know, Professor Plum did it in the library with the candlestick. That's the way this is playing out also. It's a whodunit. People my age will remember back in the day, one of the biggest cliffhangers in television history was on a show called Dallas. And the episode in which somebody shot J.R. Ewing. And that was the final episode of a season. And people had to wait an entire season to get back into the story to see who shot J.R. It made the cover of People magazine. It's all anybody was talking about. That's how over that show was, and that's how over the story was. And I think that AEW and Max and everybody involved right now are doing a good job with this story. But I don't want to look too far into it unless you can connect the dots we've seen on TV. I've seen people screen cap stuff and go, well, if you look at the size and the shape of this guy and you look at the size of the shape in this guy, it's like everybody wants to be right so quick just so they could say, I told you so, as opposed to just chilling out and enjoying it. But if you've already figured it out and you got some concrete evidence why, I'd love to hear about it. And don't just call in and go, Bully, I think it's the devil because I just do. No, I want some hard evidence. I'm the judge. I'm the jury. Present your case to me. Nonetheless, we get Max laid out in the back. We get the broken bottle. And that's all we really got from it tonight. They're furthering this along. Hell, it could be Joe for all we know. Big consensus still thinks it's Britt Baker.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.